Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is the Texans Today podcast, and I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, following the loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Antonio Smith, the defensive end for the Houston Texans, took some questions from the media and expressed his disappointment in the play of the defense lately.
Everyone talks a lot about the problems the defense is having yesterday. What is the key to turning it around, you think?
Just everybody coming together and being where you need to be when you're supposed to be there.
Do you think it's, some people have talked about maybe more effort or trying hard. Is it a lack of effort or what?
From what, you know, my personal opinion, from what I see, I don't see lack of effort. I see everybody out there trying hard. I see people running to the ball, trying to make plays. You know, it's just it. You just got to be in the right places at the right times. You know, gap integrity is important in this defense.
Y'all had really high hopes for this defense before the season. Are y'all taking it personally that this is not going the way y'all wanted to?
Very personally. I would say very personally. We're taking it a bit hard, and I think that, you know, it's one of them things where you have to go back to the drawing board and figure out, you know, from the basics what you need to do to get it going right.
Does someone need to step up and say, you know, this is not appropriate, this needs to change? Is it one person or?
That's been done. That's what's funny is that's been done from week one. You know, we didn't like what happened in week one. Even in week two when we had to win, we still wasn't, you know, we was disappointed in the way we performed out there as a defense. So came into this week feeling better, you know, like we can get it going. But it's been, everything that could be said has been said. I don't know what else can be said. I just know it just need to get done.
So it's time to stop talking and just figure out a way to turn it around without saying anything?
I guess.
You know, some of the, when you say the schematic things, mm-hmm. having the discipline to play your gap, being in the right position, not overreacting or whatever. I mean, is that what you see in the video and the breakdown? Is a lot of guys just out of position sometimes?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think that sometimes you get that mind frame of making plays, and it causes you to just go, you know, and sometimes you can slide out your gap. And in this defense, you know, you got to have strong gap integrity. If not, you know, it'll hurt your friend on the back end coming down trying to fill, or your linebacker trying to get in his gap, and then you end up with two people in the same gap, and next thing you know, it's 61 yards down the field.
So it's almost a smart aggressiveness, maybe. Would that be a way to describe it?
You have to find it. You have to have that happy medium where you're playing as aggressive as you can play, but still, you know, smart.
You played on a team last year that struggled at times and found itself, and it seemed like it happened quickly, but it didn't happen overnight. I'm sure there were some week-to-week things that enabled it to finally kick in. Can you describe maybe how that process works?
It was ups and downs. Through that whole season, everything that could happen to make you, you know, change your mind frame as a defense had happened. You know, losses a lot worse, you know, than we received with the Jets and with the Jaguars, you know, and it's like a reality check. What are you going to do to make your team better? What are you going to sacrifice as an individual player to make your team better? And I think that, you know, that had to happen, and it has to happen in every defense that relies on a team effort, you know, to come free on blitzes or to, you know, win games.
Also answering questions from the media was rookie linebacker Brian Cushing, and he too is seeking some improvement on the defensive side of the football.
What is the key to fixing these problems?
You know, just figuring out where we're getting attacked, what we're doing wrong, and, you know, just being persistent on our problems. We can't hide anymore about, you know, what's wrong and what's right. You know, some things have to be done, and, you know, they will be.
When you watched the film, were there things that you saw that you maybe didn't know, or what was appealing there?
You know, when you're on the field and then you watch the film, you know, there's obviously things you miss, you know, because you're so caught up in, you know, the hype and, you know, the speed of the game. You go back on film and you see the poor tackling, you know, the missed assignments and the penalties. And anytime you give up 31 points as a defense, you really, you know, have a poor chance of winning.
How disappointing is it because y'all had such high hopes for the season, and now it's just kind of things haven't gone so well?
Well, you know, they haven't gone so well, but, you know, it's a 16-game season. We're 1-2 right now, but, you know, we have plenty of games ahead and plenty of room for improvement where we know we can turn this around and get it going.
No, Frank was saying after the game that all the things that he feels like he sees are correctable mistakes.
Right.
When you, if you subtract just the effort, what's the first step in correcting the kinds of things that you see?
You know, I think you said the effort and playing harder. You know, there's technical mistakes. You know, there's things that we have to improve on. But you know, I think the number one thing is playing hard. All four quarters, every single play, guys flying around, and you know, we just have to do a better job all around.
Because it seems like there are times when they talk about gap containment, the guys are maybe almost overcommitting, almost trying too hard to make a play, things like that. They're not quite as disciplined. Do you see that?
They are, you know, but that's just the inconsistency of our defense right now. You know, we have to find a way on at every down basis, you know, to be reliable and know that every guy's going to be where he has to be, whether that's more film, more meetings, whatever. We have to get it done.
The morale of the unit, Brian, how would you gauge that?
You know, we're a little down right now. I mean, you know, it's only Monday. But, you know, we're going to be right back to work. You know, we got a very good team coming in here. We understand that. You know, that's one thing about this team is, you know, we're going to fight. You know, the game was yesterday. We're over it. You know, our next goal is Oakland now.
We sure do appreciate you listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its cheerleaders, and so much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah.